Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Election fraud, an attack on the United States by the Chinese Communist Party. I will clarify why the election fraud investigation is of such vital importance. The election fraud investigation is moving forward on two fronts. First, investigating the domestic attack on our elections, and then second, investigating the foreign attack on our country. And then what about the remedy question? I mean, what is going to happen when the fraud gets exposed? Next, pandemic fraud, another attack on the United States by the Chinese Communist Party. We need to look at the fall of phony Fauci and the unraveling of the COVID plot. That crashing sound you hear is another of Nimrod's towers falling. Okay, my dear friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Let's begin with election fraud, an attack on the United States by the Chinese Communist Party. Now allow me to bring into sharp focus why this is so important. There are three chief principles upon which this nation rests. First, Cromwell's declaration, no king but Christ. And that's the principle that this nation will not have any human king ruling them. But every man is ultimately responsible to the one and only true and ultimate king, and that is God. And therefore, every man must be free to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience. Which leads to the second major premise, individual sovereignty under God, as bearers of the image of God. This is articulated in the Declaration by the words, all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Connected with this is the sovereign right of self-defense. And the third major premise is what I call the We the People principle. The fundamental truth that governments receive their just powers only and exclusively from the consent of the governed. Now, these three principles are divinely appointed by our Creator, and they are revealed through God's Word, the Holy Scriptures. And by His words, these principles are shaped in our hearts. These three major principles form the foundation upon which our liberties rest. And there are three documents undergirding this foundation. These are the Bible, that's God's holy word, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution of the United States of America. These are intertwined in such a way that an attack on one is an attack on all the others. An attack on the Scriptures undermines each of the three principles. An attack on the Declaration does the same, and likewise an attack on the Constitution. The Constitution frames protections for all of these principles in our laws. It is what you might call the last recourse of defense supporting the three principles from being overturned in our land. Now, for this reason, all who hold office in America must swear an oath to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. The reason the election fraud issue is so critical is that this third essential premise of our republic has been denied to the people, their right to choose who governs them. And that undermines personal sovereignty, and it undermines our defense against tyranny. If we let this go, we must let go of our fundamental right to be governed by consent, which allows a king to take the place of God in this nation. Now, upon these three major principles, our founders constructed the Constitution, which, as I pointed out, serves to protect us from encroachments against our liberties. The theft of our right to give consent to who governs us will strike at the very heart of our liberties. And the Constitution is under assault by enemies, both foreign and domestic. In fact, this attack is coming from a foreign enemy, primarily China, that has used domestic traitors, and that's everyone whose allegiance is to CCP and who participated and or who participated in stealing this election. And these have combined to perpetrate an insurrection against the people of the United States of America. You see, they're the ones that are pulling an insurrection. The election fraud investigation is moving forward on two fronts. First, investigating the domestic attack on our election. And second, investigating the foreign attack on our country. The audits are pursuing the domestic side of the attack. Lindell and Sidney Powell are leading the charge on the foreign side of that attack. The DNC coup has done everything they can to stop the audit, and they are failing. Truth has got its boots on and is marching on. Arizona has been zeroed in on the presidential race, but now they've decided to expand the Arizona audit, called the America's Audit, and look at every race in the state. In other words, by now they know there was fraud in the presidential race, and so now they want to look at all the races. They have picked up speed and believe they will be able to complete the forensic audit of the machines and the ballots by mid-June. The DNC communist takeover of D.C. knows what is coming, and they are desperate to stop it or delay it long enough, so they hope they can complete their mission, which is basically to force Americans to surrender the dominion and the sword, divinely appointed to America, to the control of God-hating, America-despising Marxists. They're hoping we'll just give up and be intimidated and bullied and back down. Pennsylvania has sent a delegation to Arizona to look into the audit, intending to initiate a similar audit in their own state. New Hampshire is talking full forensic audit. Georgia has unsealed the 144,000 or some such ballots that were sneaked in at the dead of night. Remember all that? And counted without observers in Fulton County? Abrams is getting sweaty palms and heart palpitations, no doubt. Kip is huddling with Raffensperger and trying to find shelter. The Georgia election officials have hired the two most notorious criminal defense attorneys in their state. Yeah, they're going to need them. Maddow is crying. Scarborough is screaming. Zuckerberg is developing a weird twitch. And even Soros hears the heavy footfall of justice getting louder as it approaches his front door, you know, while he frantically is piling up his furniture against it. Whitmer is experiencing that weird megalomaniacal euphoria that crazy people experience when they face a threat too great for them to process. Newsom's composure is cracking. His knees are weakening. He requires drugs to wake up and drugs to sleep. Oh, mercy. So what's the next move for these people? Well, the wicked propaganda service for the Biden White House squatters is trying to project their crimes onto Trump. You've heard them. Trying to make it out that Trump is organizing an insurrection. You know, so when the fraud gets exposed and the people demand the illegitimate usurper vacate the office, well, they can turn around and accuse Trump of insurrection and attempt to arrest him and his followers. Lindell, you gotta love him. His prediction is that when his evidence of a CCP attack on our elections reaches the SCOTUS, that's going to be a slam dunk. 9-0, he says. And he insists on that. Well, it certainly should be. The evidence he's brought forward is certainly compelling, and that's what should happen. But the brainmasseur is taking a wait-and-see position on that. And I'll tell you why. The attack on America is not coming from people who do not have resources, and it is coming from people who do not have scruples. They have zero humane compunction. They have none. They will literally burn the entire country, the whole world down to get their way. They will bribe, blackmail, threaten. They will kill. The stakes in this are far greater than who gets to be president of the United States. I mean, this goes into exposing the very devil himself. It threatens the power base of the global elites. It stabs at the heart of Mammon, the god of the Tower of Nimrod. It does not merely foil a present plot, politically motivated. This brings a stink of reproach and invites a general loathing for these child-abusing, sex-trafficking, human-slavery-promoting Satanists. These bigots, these white supremacists must go down. I mean, really, it pulls the lid off the cauldron and allows the malodorous fumes of their filthy lifestyle to cloud their skies, I mean, probably for a century. It shakes the foundations of all their efforts to blend humans into a kind of monochrome, homogenous mass. No male or female, no right or wrong. Everyone says the same thing, feels the same way, thinks the same thoughts. We will all wear gray, cut our hair the same way, walk in lines wherever we go, follow arrows on the grocery store floor, and in unison say, Hail Hitler, or Hail Mammon, or Hail the Third Eye, or All Hail the Worshipful Master, or, well, you get the idea. But I have news for them. They can't build Nimrod's Tower while the Spirit of Christ is present in this world in the heart of his disciples. So, Mike Lindell's suit against Dominion can expose the Chinese attack on America. And the question then becomes, how far will the DS go to stop the rise of God-fearing Christian patriots? Will they send their army of thugs into the streets to attack? You know, the wicked cowards who go into the streets and knock down old women, presently targeting Asian women. That's what they've got. Thugs who burn buildings and beat up old helpless women. Friend, these people have not yet come up against the Americans. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that is presently at work stealing from us our liberties. We talked about election fraud, that attack on the United States by the Chinese communists. Let's look at pandemic fraud, which is another attack on the United States by the Chinese Communist Party. The Fauci emails, who is a kind of a China-connected CCP dude that we've been allowed to see, are not all of the emails, and much of what is in these is redacted. Now, many of the allegations being put out there based on these emails are going to evaporate. Now, you watch. So don't get suckered into knee-jerk reactions to them. Look deep. The evidence is there. But we need to be careful we don't make more of some of this than can be actually supported by the emails. But there are some very telling revelations. For example, when Fauci advised Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell that she did not need to wear a mask because, quote, masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected, rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring the infection, end quote. So the snake will slither out of that one easily, explaining that, well, as we learn more, we were concerned about asymptomatic transmission. That's a lie, of course, but you see, that party requires a prepared challenge that the average person on the street would not be ready to give. However, when he goes on in that same letter to say, or that email to say, quote, the typical mask you buy in the drugstore, which is, by the way, a surgical mask, that's an insertion, continuing the quote, is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material, end quote. Friend, that's exactly what I've been saying from the very beginning of the whole mask debate. Well, you see, in that email, he clearly stipulates that masks are ineffective. Because if the virus can pass through the mask, well then, what's the use? And multiple masks do not improve the protection, I mean, even enough to be recognized. You see, each of the masks has the same size weave, or very near it, and so the virus just simply trots through all the masks. The real smoking gun emails are those that show Fauci was aware of the very real possibility that this originated in the Wuhan lab. In fact, he demonstrates concern that Americans were going to conclude that. Why? And he was aware that serious virologists were raising concerns about it being man-made. Now, when he got that message, by the way, he got alarmed and sent an emergency notice to one of his associates. He never, by the way, named the evolutionary biologist he claimed looked at this virus and said that they saw a clear progression of mutations that lead to the virus leaping from animal to human. Note, he never named a single one. He never showed any of their work. No scientific studies or papers were ever produced. We just took it on his word. And now we know he's a liar. But the people showing their work are revealing that it did come from the Wuhan lab and that it was man-made. Also, the emails show conclusively that Fauci was made aware of the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine very early on. In fact, we have other evidence that shows he knew about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine way back years ago for viruses and this kind of thing. The emails show that Zuckerberg volunteered to provide his services to squash any voice of dissent contrary to Fauci's message. And so Zuckerberg committed himself and Facebook to raise Fauci's voice over the 50,000 scientists, doctors, medical professionals, and I mean, we're talking Harvard types and so on, all fully credentialed, who protested against the lockdowns and recommended we all use the focused protection protocols, an approach approved by experts in the field, including, you know, people like Nobel Prize winners, Harvard scientists, Oxford, Stanford, virtually every major university in the world. These people have the bona fides. And it comprised epidemiologists, virologists, physicists, and so on, medical doctors, etc. 50,000 of these experts called upon Fauci et al. To use the focused protection plan. And that's a plan that is based in science, taking into consideration the fact that there was something like a 1,000-fold spread between how the virus impacted older people versus how it impacted younger people. How it impacted those with respiratory weight issues and so on, as opposed to healthy people, and so on. And so they all said a lockdown is a bad idea, and argued and showed that it actually increases risk to the younger people and the older people, and takes attention away from protecting the truly vulnerable, and allowing these governors to murder by public policy, as happened in California, New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, when the wicked murdering governors in those states ordered elder care facilities to admit COVID-positive patients. I'll have to wrap it up. There's so much news these days, and the cycle runs almost hourly. Consider, why did the deep state, DS, and the MSM, mainstream media, Marxist socialist media, mostly stupid, anyway, and the SM, social media, why did they collaborate, right, and coordinate their effort to shut down any news of hydroxy, I'll just abbreviate it, and cover up what these governors were doing to the elderly in their states? Murder by public policy. We are repeatedly told it is because they hate Trump. Trump put those hospital beds in place there in New York. So that's why Cuomo, put them in the nursing homes. He's not going to go along with something Trump was doing. He just hates Trump so much. Right? So he puts elderly people to their deaths before he would accept any help from the bad man. Trump mentioned hydroxy. So nope, can't be helpful. It must be harmful because the bad man said it was good. Right? And so they fabricated a fake scientific study. And so when it was proven fake, the media said nothing. And it's all because they hate Trump? No, don't buy that. The truth is, my friend, none of this has ever been about Trump. They make it about Trump, but that's a ruse. It's always been about the reason they hated Trump, and not Trump himself. It could have been anybody. If they had done what Trump did, he would have gotten the exact same treatment. It's not about Trump. It wasn't his personality. It wasn't any of that. Trump stood up for America, and he got in their way. He got in the way of the God-hating, America-despising Marxists. Trump was being used by God like a wrecking ball, bashing and crashing down the latest rise of Nimrod's tower, to tear down the tower of one-world globalism, the tower blender. Someone needs to make a cartoon of a tower that is like a blender, really, but looks like that tower that represents Nimrod's tower, you know, and all the people are being, you know, poured into it by the gender-blended god of the worshipful masters. That crashing sound you hear is another fall of Nimrod's towers. And the demolition crew that's being targeted by the Satanists, well, they are attacking Michael Flynn. He made a comment lately about Myanmar being an example the United States might follow. And you know that the military in Myanmar took over and brought the leaders of that country before tribunals for stealing the election in Myanmar, which is used to call Burma. Someone asked Flynn if he thought that might be a legitimate answer to our problem. He agreed that it could be. But Flynn has consistently held out for a return to the Constitution and to a law and order solution to this situation. Something we can talk about tonight in our visit, live stream visit. Then there are Trump's statements to the effect that he believes he's going to be reinstated in August. That in fact, according to a never-Trumper, a slithering deep stater, Trump expects he and the rightful winners of the Senate race in Georgia, Perdue and McSally, will all be put into the office that they deserve and that they won. He believes this because he has confidence in law and order. He believes it because he knows the domestic traitors who violated their oath to defend the Constitution from foreign enemies and became collaborators with the CCP to steal this election, that they're going to be discovered. He has confidence in the American people that when they see what happened, they will demand that it be set right. Once the states withdraw their electors from Biden and he falls below 270, he will be declared an illegitimate president. He can't act. He has no authority. He will not be the commander in chief. He cannot you can't just install a guy. He cannot command the military. And all his executive orders are not worth the paper they were written on. He is then liable to be arrested and tried for treason because he will no longer have the shield of office to protect him or tried for any other crimes that he's committed. So what will the wicked do? Well, they are already laying down the ground for their attack. They will attempt to make it out that Trump is conducting an insurrection when, in fact, they're at it again, lying. It's about a counter-revolution, friend. The remedy question comes up. What's going to happen when the fraud gets exposed? Well, it all comes down to CCP, right? The election fraud roots in CCP, and then the corrupted traitors in this country. The pandemic fraud, same thing. The election fraud has made in China all over it. The pandemic has a made in China label on it too. So what is the ultimate and last resort for China? Well, here's a Newsweek article that threatens, I think. I would characterize it as a threat. But this Newsweek article says, quote, China state media says country must prepare for nuclear war with U.S. after Biden asks for COVID probe, end quote. Now, I'm sure that's true. Interestingly, Newsweek puts that headline out there and develops an article that basically threatens us. So prepare. I think it's an effort to bully us into submission to all of this, but it would be foolish not to listen to what they're saying. Now, talk about preparation tonight during our live stream visit. We know from them, you know, that they planned for a civil war type scenario to develop after the election. And you know who I mean by them. They don't understand us. They might think they have succeeded to bully us into quiet by their summer of hate riots, but they're wrong. All they did was get our attention, heighten our awareness, and drive us to be prepared. We believe in law and order, and we want this action taken care of lawfully and orderly. We know CCP has troops in Canada, and that Canada is having horrible problems with tyrannical government right now, way worse than we are, if that's even possible. None of the reports of a CCP presence in Mexico have anything like credible support that I can find. But an attack by CCP on America is something they've been planning for a very long time. We have very good reason to believe Soros funded the BLM and Antifa riots during the summer. So all of this is to say that we need to understand we are at war with CCP already, and that they have deeply infiltrated our country. Now let's pray that we get through to the other side of this, down the path of law and order. Let's pray that the audit of the election will be recognized, the states in question will withdraw their electoral votes, the Congress will be forced to initiate proceedings according to Article 12, where the states will each get one vote and the winner will be president. At least that'll be legal. Otherwise, if we are attacked by CCP forces from abroad and from within, friend, with God on our side, we will yet prevail to put down this invasion and restore our one nation under God. And when we get there, listen, we don't need to be calling any constitutional conventions. We just need to enforce the one we have. We don't need to implement some new system, quantum or otherwise. The answer, my friend, is to get back to our fundamentals, our three essential premises. The answer for us is in Jeremiah 6:16, where the prophet was told in days similar to what we're dealing with, in many respects. And the prophet was told, stand and see and ask for the old paths and walk therein, and you'll find comfort for your soul. The theme verse for the ministry of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, by the way, a ministry that both needs and deserves your support. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. You can call me at 805-314-2114. And come on by and see us at the Lighthouse. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. Go to GodsWar2020.com. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon